Blog Talk Radio.
On yesterday.
to His Majesty. And I was trying to think, well, how should I do it, Lord? What should I do over here? And so He just come to me and told me what to do. And I think I was kind of forgetting it, you know, and He come back and He reminded me. Well, I was thinking that when the time come to do what I was trying to do, I might would be too late. And so He woke me up on time. I'm here to tell you. And I went in to check, and it hadn't happened yet. And then later on, I went back and checked again. It had happened. And I was, at this point, He told me what to do, but I needed more instructions. So I'm at the table, and He just come, and He just showed me. And when I went and did it, bam, everything just worked perfect. I say, look at this, look at this, look at this. He's on our side today in spite of us. If we could just follow His lead, if we could just listen, you know, just stop yourself and listen. It's going to come to you what to do. It's going to come to you how to do it. If you get there, you followed all the instructions until you get to this certain point, and you're like, oh, what else do I do? Ask Him. So Lord, what's next? Sometimes you ain't got to ask. He brought you that far. He's just going to go on and give it all to you right then and then. Do this, do that. It's just going to come to your mind. You may not hear out of your voice, but it will just come to your mind what to do. And many days I said to myself, you never would have thought of that. It's no way you could have thought to do that. Only He had the wisdom to do that. Only He had the knowledge to do this. Listen, I'm excited right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. We have the great God. You hear me every day of my life. I'm saying we got to have faith. We got to trust God. We got to work unto Him. You hear me going back over the same things, the same scriptures, because I'm hoping that somebody will catch it, they will grasp it and run with it. And as soon as they do, you're going to see your blessings just unfold right before your very eyes. Calm down. Listen, I told you. I began to speak things into existence, things I wanted to do for the house. When I got in there, I had different ones to come because I was going to get one estimate, but the Lord allowed me to know, get three if you want to. Get three for the best price and the best service. So I'm getting estimates on this. It's so many things, you know. People come in and going, people come in and going. So look, I had the tree people to come, tree trimmers for the back. And because my neighbor have a huge tree in their yard and the limbs have reached me and my next door neighbor. We're just hanging over in the yard. The tree hanging over and it's growing towards the lanai. That's the screened-in patio. So look, one company come and they quoted me $1,900 to get on a ladder with a saw. You don't even have to bring your big truck and all to get on the ladder with a saw. And they said $1,900. See, when God gives instructions, we got to stay with it. I'm telling you, sometimes I kind of forget, but He'll come back and He'll remind you because that's the Holy Ghost job. So I get another tree trimmer to come, and he had all kind of lateness and problems coming. And you know the devil will speak to you in the midst of all this stuff. Oh, they don't want to come. Listen, the devil is a fool, I'm here to tell you. And he'll make a fool out of us. Now, this is what he told me. And see, if I was a fool, I would have followed his lead. But I'm no fool. God gave me wisdom. The devil said, well, now, they don't want to come because you black. Forgive me, please. Please forgive me this. Looky here. I got so tickled, I didn't know what to do. I just busted. I'm in the house by myself. I'm screaming and just laughing until I'm crying. I said, say what? I let him spoke again. I said, say what? Oh, they don't want to come and service you because you black. Let me tell y'all something. Forgive me for the laughter. Money is green. Money is not brown and it's not black. Money is green. And right now, every company needs every dollar they can get during this pandemic to keep their business going. They don't have nothing to do with your race or color. They got something to do with that money they want you to pay for the service. I said, okay, then. In a little bit, the secretary called me. Not the secretary, but the, administrator called me. And she said, Ms. Pittman, we're running behind because we had a job before we come to you. And we had to do, you know, like some emergency trimming right now. They couldn't wait to set a date, you know, because their trees was doing some stuff, I'm assuming to their roof or whatever it was. So she said, would 3 o'clock work for you? He'll be done by then. I said, yes, yes, no problem. Look, he was 4 o'clock getting here. And look, the reason for all of this, because the enemy didn't want me to get it, because the price was not $1,900. The price was $325, because he got what? 3 or 4 trees to trim. For $325. Do y'all hear what I... And then I didn't need him to do it right now, because, see, God is going to give me the money to have it done. So I said, well, I'll call you on Monday. He said, well, listen, it'll probably be 2 weeks before I can get to you. I needed 2 weeks. I may have needed 4 weeks, huh? But had I listened to the devil, I would have called him back and said, never mind, you know, I'll find somebody else. From 1900 to 325, the man with the gate, he called me. And if y'all knew what kind of gate this is, it's heavy duty. It's a quality gate. That gate costs about $1,000 to put together from scratch. If a carpenter put that gate together, oh, he going to charge me about $1,000. I'm telling you the truth. Plus the lock that slide on it and all of that. He called me yesterday and gave me an estimate of $225. To put that quality gate back together. Now the man that's putting the gate together, this is the one that prayed with me on the patio under the lid. Now, he's not going to cut corners, but God gave me favor with him. The lawn man, I never had a lawn man to come out, take pictures. He stayed a while in the yard looking at this and that, because he's setting up in his mind what him and his crew got to do. And he didn't give me a big price either. And he'll come every week, every other week, however I want to do it, for a fair price. A fair price. Not only will he cut the lawn, he's going to do maintenance, because I can't. Bum knees, bum back. Yeah. I started off to tell you this morning because there are many here, well, all of us, even through the archives and the podcasts, those that are there are things that you want. You even want to move out of an apartment into a house. And when you move into your house, you want it the way that you dreamed about it. You want it the way that you visioned about it. All of this that I'm sharing with you will get you there. All of this that you hear me bring Monday through Friday will get you to where you want to be. Because it's Almighty God that's taking you there. You're not taking yourself. You can't. If you could, you would already be there. So because you can't, we need him that who can. We need the one that hung the stars in the sky. We need the one that bring the sun out in the day and the moon out at night. We need the one that keep changing the seasons. Are we in spring right now, but we headed to summer. After summer, we're heading to fall. After fall, we'll head back into winter. This is the God we need. The possible God. Not the impossible, but the possible God. The God that is possible to give you everything that you desire. We're not a prosperity people over here preaching nothing but prosperity. That's not who we are. We are people seeking God to obey him and to do what pleases him and the things that he can accept. Yeah, that's who we are. Hallelujah. Listen, I'm giving all my testimony now because I want you to come in today and give yours. Listen, I was waking up this morning, and the Lord brought this to me. I'm the body. I'm the body. Listen. There are many members of this one body. Many body parts. And he brought this to me. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garment, as the dew of Hermon and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessings, even life forevermore. He brought me to that. I had to look that up. It's Psalms 133, 1 through 3, only three verses there, and Psalms 133, you might want to look at it. So he was showing me that if the body parts could connect together and form the one body, everybody would have work and everybody would be blessed. But we can't be selfish. I can't think that I'm the only one that's right. I can't think I'm the only one that know him. I got to try him. I got to trust him. I got to believe him. Those that he sent to connect with me, I have to connect with them looking in the spirit, because know no man after the flesh. Know them according to the spirit. I told you, Evangelist House called me, Jerry House, the day of his wedding to talk to me. And in our sharing, the things that he shared with me, the Spirit gave me understanding. So he said, now tell me what you say. When I repeated back to him with scripture, he said, my goodness, woman, how is it you understand it? Because he's writing another book. Listen. God wants us to be happy. He don't want us to be sad. And all things give thanks unto the Lord. This is the will of Christ Jesus concerning you. Give him thanks. I know there are some hard days. I know there are some hard trials. I know we don't have enough money over here. We don't have enough people over there. Some are going through with family. Some are going through with friends. Some are going through with husbands. Some are going through with wives. Some are going through with church members. Some are going through with the pastor. But we look into the hills from which cometh our help. We look into God. We're not looking to man. Don't look to man. You're going to be disappointed. But we're looking to God. Sometimes it's our children. They cutting a pure donkey with us because many times they want to impress the world. But we already know who they are. We know you don't have no money like that. You working paycheck to paycheck. Sometimes you don't have a job. You struggling. But you want to show the world where you got it like that when you don't. But parents understand. We know. And then they talk to us like they crazy. And many days you just want to just take them on out of here. I brought you in here. I'll take you out. But the love won't let us do it. So all we can do is keep them lifted in prayer. Keep them before God. That's all we can do. They're grown. We can't do nothing with them. Family members, the job, the past, nothing we can do. But look to the hills from which cometh our help. All of our help comes from the Lord. He made the heavens and the earth. So we're not a prosperity-seeking people. We're not just seeking all we want is stuff and things from God. No, we want to get it right with him. So when he comes, we can go back with him. And when we stand before him, we can hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. He's the one that can declare us blameless when we stand before him. No matter what the devil showed him over in Revelation, oh, look at Barbara, didn't you say, well, I stand before him, he can declare me blameless in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah today. But we got to gird up the loins of our hearts and minds in his word, in his will, to obey him, to work unto him. I don't care if you make one phone call a day, do something unto the Lord, because the more you do this, the better it's going to get. The more you do this, the better it's going to get. The more you're going to get comfortable with it, and you're going to love doing it. Keep doing it. Uh-huh. Okay. All right now. Brother Lewis, I heard a teaching that this is why the lady with an issue of blood believed the anointing was on the hem of the Lord's garment. Yeah. We got to dwell together. We got to stop looking at, I would go over there with them, but see, they believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I just believe in Jesus. Craziness. Do you know it's the same thing? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost is the same thing as Jesus. They are one. Hallelujah this morning, God. Listen, I would go over there with them, but see, they sang them fast songs. I'm used to the dead quiet ministry where we sang just hymns and nothing else. What? I would go over there, but they don't let me chew bubble gum. I'm just giving you some scenarios. See, if they let me chew Hubba Bubba in there, I would go. And then the next thing you know, they done left island. They done opened up a bubblegum chewing ministry. Anybody who love chewing bubblegum, they going to come over there. He said this, and I'll go back to it. I didn't say it. I didn't have nothing to do with this now. I was not there when he inspired man to write it. But I know it to be the truth. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Not just dwell together, but in unity, on one accord. Let this mind be in all of us that was also in Christ Jesus. Let us come together not to impress or please one another, but let us come together to please Almighty God who have all the power. But everybody want to be a chief. No Indians. Everybody want to be a chief. And that just won't work. He gave us a chief. Yeah. He gave us a chief. A mediator. Joint heir. He's given this to us. And if we're not obeying him, then who are we obeying? There's no point in obeying the devil. There's no point in obeying your flesh. Because a lot of times we're accusing the devil when it's our flesh. And we got to stop thinking we're in control, because you're not. It's time for all of us to go back to the altar and get the instructions of Almighty God. This is why he was telling me about the many members but the one body. This is why he was telling me about, oh, how good it is for brethren to dwell together. This is why. I believe God is a little bit coming back for his church. Yeah. I believe that. Hallelujah. I believe it. Hallelujah. I believe it this morning. In a little bit, he'll be on his way. And what are we going to do? We're still going to be separated and divided. We're still going to be talking about what we're talking about and not what he's talking about. See, we got to be about what he said, not what we're talking about and what we said. Because many times our lips and our heart don't line up together. But if you check his record, every time his lips and his heart line up together. He's not a lying God. So we can't be aligned people. We got to want to come together on one accord. And I'm going to say this again this morning, and I pray that you don't think that I'm arrogant or I think I'm the only one got it right and I'm so close to God and deep until nobody else can touch him but me. I hope you don't feel that way because that is not what it is this morning. I promise you, I got a lot of coming up. Oh, yes, hey, God. Ah, thank you. Ah, thank you, Jesus. I got a lot of coming up in him to do. I've yet got work I haven't done. I've yet got to conquer things and become more a part of it in him, according to him. But if God bless you to be here, let me tell you, you are some kind of blessed. You are some kind of special to God. And if he have allowed things to come up in your life, situations which has caused you to be humble, and you believe he's here, that's why you come, because you're seeking him every day. When I tell you, you're some kind of blessed. And you're going what you're going through because greater is coming your way. Super great things, I said, coming your way. Things you've never seen before coming your way. I'm talking about good things. I'm not talking about trials. I'm talking about things you couldn't even imagine because your eyes have not seen and your ears have not heard the things that he have in store for you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Hey, God. Hey, Lord, do it, God. Hey, do it for your people. Hey, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I want to tell you this morning, too, Jerry. I want to tell you this. It's no accident. It's not by perhaps. Every morning you began to give a testimony more and more. It wasn't you that caused you to do this. You want to talk of his wondrous works. You want to make known his deeds among the people. You're trying to get it right with him. You're seeking him with all your heart and leaning not to your own understanding. But he wants you to know this, Jerry. There are some things coming your way that you had no clue, because where you are, you feel like you're in the palace and you have more than you need. But because of your seeking him, and because of your heart, Jerry, right here on the earth, right here on the earth, in this earth, right here, God is going to elevate you. I can't be telling you all of it, but, Jerry, I'm going to say this to you. You're going to a different place. Where you're going, there will be no mortgage. Even your electric bill will be less than where you are right now. I want to say it's the house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy. Uh-huh. But you continue on because he's going to do this for you. It's not what you're going to do. It's what he's going to do for you. Yeah. Dorothy Goodman, I want to share this with her.
Thank you. Hey, God. Hey, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you today, God. I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This morning I had to go down on my knees in prayer. Listen, Dorothy Goodman. Your eyes haven't seen either. Neither your ears heard the things that God have in store for you. The enemy come and said that you would be sickly. You would be weak. You wouldn't be strong. I'm just telling you what he said. But Dorothy Goodman, God is who he is. He's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end, Dot. He's first and he's last. He's got the last word on everything. He's going to continue to strengthen you. You're not going to get weaker. He's going to make you stronger. Because there are some things coming your way, Dot. You never knew these things before. You never saw this before. But they are things that God have only for Dorothy Goodman. Strength, hallelujah. Sharpness, sharp. Even sharp in your mind. Yeah, God is moving for you, woman. Yeah. And all he needs is lifting up. All he needs is the sincere praises. All he needs is the sincere worship. He don't need no money from us. You know, other than tithe and offering and plant seed, he don't need you to try to pay him for it because we can't. But he want the praise, he want the worship. He loved to be first. He loved to be looked up to. He loved to be elevated because he deserved it. He made the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rose Brown, God wants you to know. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you this morning, Lord. I thank you, God. I thank you. Thank you, Lord, that we can hear from heaven. We thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord. We can't tell you thank you enough. We can't glorify you, praise you, worship you enough for all that you're doing, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. Rose Brown, you're moving. That's all I can tell you. You're moving. And God is going to send some help your way. I've seen that word help written in big capital letters. It's like a big shout. He's going to send you what you need. And he's going to take you where you need to go. He's going to bring you peace, joy, and happiness. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. The enemy wants you to think you'll be sickly, you're going to be this, you can't walk, you can't do that, you can't do this. But also for you, I saw the Lord come, and it's like he waved his hand over your head. Hey, oh, glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, hallelujah. He waved his hand over your head, Rose Brown. Anything that's not like him coming your way, he's taking care of it. And he's going to bring you into a good place. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to take nothing off nobody. You don't have to suffer through nothing. Because he's your God. He's on your side today in spite of you. You started coming from years ago and been coming ever since. Even if some mornings roll, you just have to rest out in him. Right here, you're resting out in him because you need to rest. God is faithful. I ask him to raise you up because you're not through here. You're not through on the earth. There's still places you got to go. Yeah, things you got to do, Rose Brown. And it's all right today. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank him this morning. We're grateful unto him. He's Almighty God that have all power. Hallelujah. The scripture says, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Yesterday, after the tree trimming man gave me the price, $325, and I was getting ready to walk back in the door to come into the house, that's what I said. Hallelujah. Wait on the Lord. I said, Lord, you said to wait. And I quoted that coming in the door because he had already shown me. If you wait on me, I'm doing it. You can't do it. I don't want you doing it. I want to do it because I know a better way. Gave me favor, gave me favor. Y'all don't understand. And he will do this for us. He will give us favor. But we want to get it right with him. You heard the word servant. We want to be servants unto him. He's our life. We're not concerned about what other people are doing, and we don't want to be like other people. We want to be us individually, obeying what he said. And it's all right today in Jesus' name. I didn't know how he was coming this morning and waking me up to tell me about the church, the body. I went down on my knees in prayer and then showing me what to do about a financial situation that worked out perfectly. So I knew if he was doing that there's something greater even he wants to do for his people. So I wanted to start off telling you about this and testifying of his goodness. When we look at that 100th psalm, that we do what it says, we're going to be blessed. If we come before him with thanksgiving, come before him singing, come before him praising him. Yeah, even before you pray, if you start your little song, this is the day, whatever your song may be. Yeah, hallelujah, whatever your song may be, I can hear these songs. Come before him singing. And begin to praise him, begin to thank him, repent, and then begin to pray. And not just for you and your family, pray for other folks first. Then pray for your family and let you be last. Watch what happened to you. He's Almighty God that have all the power today. There's no higher power. All power is on our side. And we're grateful unto him. Hallelujah. We're going in right quick with Mr. Billy Preston. You can't be God-given no matter how hard you try because he's always wanting to give us something. Even when we don't want to give him, he's always giving us something. Life, health, strength, something. Hallelujah. And so we're going to take a listen to this and come back with our morning prayer, and we'll be talking about testified and brethren dwell together, that kind of thing this morning. Hallelujah. Get your testimony together. You ain't got to tell your deep business. But get your testimony and just say, I thank God for saving me. I thank God that I know him today. There was a time when I didn't know him. And just shut up and go on. But give him something to work with for you this morning. Yeah, because we sit back. Like, okay, she talking to everybody else about testify. Huh, Jerry gonna do all that. No need of me saying nothing. Uh-uh. You want God to move? Move for him. And watch what he does for you. Let's go with Mr. Billy Preston. You can't be God here.
Spreading the love worldwide. www.jesusinthemorningradio.com.
Hallelujah. You can't beat him giving this morning. Because the more you give, the more he will give to you. And not just materialistic things, spiritual things, understanding, wisdom, knowledge. You can't beat him giving. And we're grateful unto him this morning. Hallelujah. He's the great God. You have all power on your side. There are no excuses for us. My dad used to sing a song to us that said, if you fail to pray and your soul get lost, it's nobody's fault but yours. Yeah. He would say, if you fail to pray and your soul get lost, it's nobody. No, if I fail to pray and my soul get lost, it's nobody's fault but mine. Why? God has given us all we need to go all the way with him. He has given us all we need to get to the place where he's returned and he's passing judgment now. Yeah, he's given us all we need to get there. But it's us that fail to do the things we need to do to get there. To hear him say, well done, that good and faithful servant. I see the way things are going now, even with businesses. They tried to jack Steve Harvey up and say he was horrible to his staff. But what people don't understand, when you're a celebrity, you're in high places, you got millions of people after you. When you go somewhere, people just coming up to you. You're not in the mood for that. You're not on the television show. This is my real life. I need a break. And when I come to work, this is my business. It's my business. So when I come to work, we already know what everybody is supposed to do. I'm going into my office to get settled for the day. Don't bum rush me. But people don't understand that. They say, you mean? He think he's something. It's not so much that as even during the day, you need a little peace, you know, a little piece of yourself to yourself. I don't have staff other than the angels of heaven. And they see that the job is done. I don't even have to tell them what to do. They already know. So I don't work with natural staff. I answer the phone. I try to answer posts that's posted to me. I answer emails, texts, all of that all day long. But there's a certain time of day that I cut it off. Unless God says, do this, do that, answer that call. Take that call. Email them back. Sometimes I've gone to bed and he woke me up 10 o'clock to answer email, to answer text, to answer phone call. Yeah, because this is his business. I'm just the one he chose to handle some things that he sent me to take care of. But a lot of people don't understand. When you're in the limelight like that, it's a lot. And then you, for them, they're trying to be what they call politically correct. And they're trying to do things that don't offend people and trying to show people their genuineness or whatever it may be. And after years and years of you trying to please people, it will wear you down. It will get you to a place where you say, oh, well, I can't do it today for them. And feel like I'm not going to be able to do it no other day for them. Because, see, they're in the world, of the world, and they're doing worldly things. And the world, the more they do, the more the world demands. But when you're in Jesus, you led by the Spirit of God. He'll even fix things. Where people call you, you're not able to answer that call because you're on another call. And what happened is this call that you're on is sparing somebody's life. And God has it under control. They couldn't get a hold of nobody else. They tried the pastor. They tried this one. I can't tell the pastor this because he don't understand. All kind of things. So when they get a hold of me, it's like an emergency. And God had me in that one call. Sometimes hours and hours and hours. Yeah. And the other calls, he by the time I get to them sometimes, they say, I was calling you to ask you this and that, but you know the Lord did this and that. Now they're giving me a testimony. Huh? God is faithful. When we lean and depend on him and not on man. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's there for us. He said he would never leave nor forsake us. He would be with us until the end. His word hold true today. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for another Friday morning. Thank you for waking us up clothed in our right minds. We thank you for the use and activities of our limbs. Father, we thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you that you would go the whole mile with us. Lord, you go all the way. We thank you that you know what's best for us today. Because many days, Lord, I want to say every day, we don't know what's best. We do what we think is best for us. But, Father, you know what's best. We come before you this morning thanking you, Father. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for the use and activities of our limbs. We thank you that you're on our side in spite of us. Father, we thank you for looking beyond our fault and yet meeting our needs. We thank you for being there over and over again, never leaving us, not forsaking us. We thank you that we can call on you at any time. We don't have to be in a certain place to call on you. You're never too busy. Your line is never busy. You're always open to each of us. We thank you this morning that, Father, you drew us to you. We found the great God. You knew where we were, but we didn't know where you was. But, Father, we're so grateful unto you that you received us, that you accepted us. We thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord, that we can cast our cares upon you, for you careth for us. Thank you this morning that if we have the patience to wait on you, you're coming. And you're going to strengthen our heart. We just need to wait on you. We thank you this morning that what your word says, we can obey if we choose to. And this day, Father, we want the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts to be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, you're our strength and our redeemer. Father, today we want to dwell with brethren, and we want to dwell in you with each of us. And we don't want to look at the flesh, but we want to look at the spirit of our brethren, your spirit that dwells in them. Father, we remember David, and King Saul was against him. But he yet believed that Saul was your anointed because you put him in place. And we want to do the same with our brethren. Brothers and sisters, oh God, this morning we come asking, Lord, that you would open our hearts and minds unto your spirit, and that we would allow your spirit to lead and guide us in all things. That, Lord, we don't want to be in control. We don't want to take control, but we want to allow you to do it and accept what you allow in the name of Jesus. Every caller and every listener, those coming through the archives and the podcast. And Father, we come this morning asking that you would bless our families, bless our friends, those that are near and far. We ask this morning that if there's any sickness in our families, that Father, you would heal today, that you would heal cancer, you would heal diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, whatever it may be, kidneys, God. Heal our whole bodies. Heal us mentally. Heal us spiritually today in the name of Jesus and our family members. Any among us that's sick, do it today for them. You heal all manner of sickness and disease. Father, there's nothing too hard for you to do. With you, all things are possible. Do it for us today in the name of Jesus. We know our timing is not your timing, but you're right on time. And Father, we just ask that you would do it for us in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your many blessings. We thank you this morning for, Father, you've opened doors and made ways that we didn't even know it was a way. We didn't even know a door was there. We didn't even know the door was closed. But Lord, at your appointed time, you opened it for us. We thank you. We come this morning asking, Father, that you would bless those that are incarcerated, those that are in every branch of the military, widowers and bereaved families, children, the elderly, God. Father, again, those that are sick. We come this morning asking that, Father, you would bless preachers everywhere, preaching in the name of Jesus in obedience unto you and love for your people. Bless intercessory prayer people everywhere, praying for others in the name of Jesus. Bless Israel and prosper Jerusalem. Bless our brothers and sisters overseas. Lord, move by your spirit for them today, for they stand in the need of you. Lord, many are everywhere, Africa, Pakistan, China, everywhere, oh God, Russia. Lord, bless today your people. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you would continue to bless America and the leadership. Father, have mercy continually on us. And Lord, we ask that you would lead and guide the leadership of this country back to you. The Lord, you would speak to them and they would have an ear to hear what you have to say. Do it for your glory. In the name of Jesus, bless this segment of Jesus in the morning. Have your way here today, oh God. Move by your spirit to bless your people. They belong to you. And Father, each and every one that's standing in need of finances, oh God. Some standing in need and some don't just need, but God, they won't. Remember their heart's desires. Lord, you know how to, you know how to bring it to pass. Hey. For these, your people, do it for them. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give you glory. We give you the honor and praise. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Father, it's the last day of April. Do big things for your people today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for moving for us. Thank you, Lord, for our faith in you, our trust in you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Glory to his majesty. Oh, we thank you today for your word. Father, we thank you for your spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for saving us. Oh, thank you, Lord. We give you glory. Thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. Thank you for sending your son, Jesus. Hallelujah. Our mediator. We thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's none like you. Almighty God, you have all power. There's no higher power today. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. Hallelujah. You know what the songwriter said? This is what the songwriter said. I've learned to pray in and out of season. Hallelujah. Any time for any reason. Prayer is the key. My faith is what opened the door. If I believe, it's already done. For God hear every word that we say. And while we're calling, he's on the way. Prayer will fix it. Every time. It has fixed it for me over and over and over again. Yeah, I wasn't always on my knees praying. I may have been driving down the street. I may have been just sitting down. I may have been coming in the back door. Hey, I may have been shopping and talking to him. And I saw the result. I saw the results of talking with him, communing and fellowshipping with him. I asked for it, Lord, let me pray more. Lord, let me talk to you more during the day. Let me talk more to you during the night. Yeah, because he loved fellowship. He loved communion, you know, communing with us. He loved man. He made man for his pleasure. After he got done, he was pleased with making man. And even after he knew that man's heart would be evil and continue to be more and more evil, God yet loved man. He found a way because we were separated because of the disobedience of Adam and Eve and Adam. But yet he loved man. And he found a way, hallelujah, to redeem us back to him. He found a way that we could yet be with him. And he went a bit further. He went on and prepared a place for us to come, that where he is, we may be also one day. Look at this God. Look at this God and his love for us. So you want to tell me he won't give you no money? You want to tell me he won't give you the house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy? You want to tell me he won't heal your body? You want to tell me that when something happened, mom passed away, or you want to tell me he won't strengthen you and give you understanding? Is that what you want to tell me about this great God that so loved us, he gave his only begotten son? And made it simple for us that all we got to do is believe on the Son and we can have eternal life, everlasting life. Because once you believe on the Son and you begin to seek him, you're going to find out he allowed his Son to set us free. And him whom or she whom is free from the Son is free indeed. And you're going to find out about his great love for you. Until it get to the point like me some days, I'm just spoiled rotten. Just spoiled rotten. I pray, Lord, let me talk to you more during the day, and I begin to do it. He reminds me. I pray for better understanding of his word, and he give it to me. He gave me the gift of love. He gave me the gift of giving. Yeah, he gave me these gifts. Even gave me the gift of empathy, sympathy. He gave me all these gifts. It's many more he's given to me now. But that gift of love and that gift of giving, oh my goodness, you talking about some great gifts. Those are great gifts. I look at it like this, for God so loved, he gave me the gift of love. God loves a cheerful giver. He gave me the gift of giving. All of this come from him, nothing of me. And I had this before I entered my mother's womb. But once I was born and I began to grow, I didn't understand. I didn't know. But he had a date set. I want to say it was in the month of September of the year of 93. He had a date set for me when all of this eventually would begin to start to come into play. And eventually, there was a date set when I would begin to understand. He didn't do everything overnight. He had to get me there. Yeah, I stayed with him, Sion. I didn't leave. I stayed right there, Sion. It wasn't always, I thought I should have had the spirit moving. It wasn't like that. I had to wait on him. But as I began to seek him on what I could, that's what I did. And it was him that come in and continued to add, until when I looked up, I was in a place of understanding, knowledge, and wisdom. He gave me some great gifts, Sion, and he has given you some as well. Hey, glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Many days you don't understand. But you keep going. Hallelujah. Because the day is coming when you will have the wisdom of it. You will have the knowledge of it. And when you look back, you'll be able to say, that's why I was, oh my goodness, yeah, because he was bringing you gradually into the place where he would have you to be. You wanted it all in one day. He wasn't doing it all in one day. He was, because see, when we go to school, we don't learn it all in one day. It takes 12 years to prepare you to go to college. Glory, glory, glory. So he do things in lessons. You go to class in him. And it's already all right this morning in Jesus' name. Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. And all there, all those that, hey, God, I thank you. Sister Andrea Spinner, let me share this with you this morning. There are stages for you, too. There are stages, and as you continue to seek God, as you continue to spend time with him, he's going to gradually bring you into the place where you'll have wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. When you look back, you'll understand better. Not only that, ministry is staring you in your face in a big way. Ministry is staring you in your face. And I went before the Lord and I said, well, Lord, look like there's a holdup. But the Lord allowed me to know some things. When he bring folk together as one and he bring you into ministry, you can't do your part until the other one get there to do their part. Now, when you get together on one accord, it's going to team up. Ministry will come forth like never before. You'll look back and say, oh, my goodness, I thought I was hurt. I thought I was just going through. But he's bringing it gradually together. And then he will give you wisdom, knowledge, first the understanding of it. The understanding, then the wisdom. I mean, then the knowledge. See, the understanding, then you'll have knowledge, you'll know. Then he'll give you wisdom, show you how to use it, where to use it, who to use it for. So many, right now, we're in the waiting stage. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage while we wait. Be of good courage. Be strong in it. Be strong in your trust in him. Be strong in your faith in him. And he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. That's all it is. We're waiting. I got to wait. I'm waiting. No problem, because what he does is he come and he show you you're waiting, but look what I'm doing for you. Look what you've done. Look what I bless you to get done while you're waiting. Huh? You said, I'm doing all this stuff to keep busy. I'm doing all of this because of this. You're doing all of that because you're waiting. And it did. It gave you something to do to keep your mind off certain things and to keep you busy. Every now and then, depression try to come, but God lifts that on away from you. He takes that away. Oh, no, you won't make her down and out. I'm going to remind her of what my word says. I'm going to put a song in her heart. I'm going to give her a song. I'm going to send her a song. He did it for me many days. Many days he gave me a song. Yeah. Some days he gave me a scripture. Whatever I needed to get through during that time, he provided for me. Because I believe he can do the impossible. I know he had put money on the ground just for me. He's done it for me. I know he has given me favor where I never would have had it at. And because of that favor, I got what my heart desired. He's no respecter of persons. If he has done it for me, if he has done it for Apostle Paul, if he did it for Deborah, if he did it for Esther, if he did it for John, if he did it for the Ethiopian eunuch and Stephen, I mean Philip. If he did it for John, he did it for Timothy, he did it for the church at Colossae, he did it for the church at Ephesus. Yeah. Thessalonica, he'll do it for us. Those people were blessed too. They went through much more than we ever could think of going through. But yet he blessed them. They paved the foundation, and they opened the way for us. And when I look back at them, see, it's like I'm sitting up on a high mountain. I mean, I'm down there with them. I'm not too high now, but I'm above so I can see good. And I may be eating an apple, or I may be eating a tangerine or a banana or something. But I'm eating that, enjoying it, but I'm looking at what's going on. I saw the first church come together. Yeah. I saw Paul on the way to Damascus, and God knocked him off the horse. I saw him going on down there to Ananias blind. I saw him when he got to Ananias. I was in there when Ananias prayed for him and everything. I was there with Mary Magdalene. I just shout, hey, Jesus. Hey, God. Lord, I thank you today. I thank you. Thank you, Lord. I thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I was there when Mary went to greet her, Elizabeth, and the baby leaped because John was full of the Holy Ghost already in his mother's womb. He was born with the Holy Ghost, so when he came before the Savior, woo, couldn't help it, leaped. So when we go back and we look, we want to go there and look. Yeah. The songwriter said, I could only imagine. what it would be like when we stand before him, but I can only imagine back during those days what was going on. Folk had to hide. This same serial killer, Apostle Paul, was out to get him. I call him a serial killer. This same one who would beat the people of God and put them in jail and all kind of madness because he thought he was doing God a favor. He thought he was honoring the law, not knowing God had brought about a new day. God had redeemed us, found a way to redeem us back to him. And he sent his son Jesus. See, he didn't understand. But God saw what a faithful person he was. And when I tell you he was just as faithful when God saved him, God called him to be the chief apostle. And he said days, you know, I'm sure many days he felt bad because of what he had done against the God and the people of God. How could I be chief apostle? Well, that's the office God called you to. Accept it. Tell God thank you. Just don't think more of yourself than you ought. And that's what he did. And look at all the letters he wrote. He couldn't be there, but he wrote all the churches. Encouraged them. Many followed what he said. They stayed with it. Oh, and it blessed them. And that's what we got to do today. We got to stay with the word. So this is what God is saying through David over in that 133rd Psalm. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. I don't want to come against another evangelist. I don't want to come against the pastor. I'm going to tell the truth, but I don't want to just physically come against you. And there are some things I know about preachers and pastors and bishops but you won't hear me call individual names and you won't hear me blame these people. Pray for them. Even they call you and tell you this, that, it, pray for them. I'm going to tell you one, I believe God called him, and I believe eventually he's going to get there. That's Brother Jermaine. God gave this man such a way. God gave him such a way. Some days I've heard him talk, and I'm like, wow. He don't even know. I'm thinking, wow. He don't even know that. I can't do it like that. But God has given him wisdom. Well, he gave him knowledge and understanding and wisdom. And I know he's a minister, but God got to reveal it to him so that he can make his calling and election sure. Because he's thinking, I think he's just thinking he's just a man and he just know these things and, you know, he educated himself the best. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking he thinking. Then he may know. I don't know. But when you can call it out like that, I know God can use you in many places. Yeah. I know he can. So many days I think of that. I see, yeah, Jermaine called. He chose. That's what all this is. And God sent him my way. Huh? He sent him my way. And he said when he came, like, I didn't agree with everything. I don't agree with everything you say, but I know I'm supposed to be there. And I know I was supposed to contact you for prayer on, Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. We may not agree on everything. You may not agree with everything I say. You may not even like what I say. But know me after the spirit. Don't know me after the flesh. That won't do you no good. That'll cause separation. And that's what's happening. In the body of Christ, we're separated because we're not looking in the spirit, we're looking in the natural. We're not hearing in the spirit, we're hearing in the natural. And we're not asking God to open our spiritual ears so we can hear. Now, if I can get along with the Mormons, I can get along with Muslims, I can get along with the Catholics, I know I can get along with anybody. Because we're going to find this one ground, this one common ground, and that's where we're going to stay. You can't come over here and talk to me about religion. You can't come and talk to me about politics. You really can't come unless you're Brother Jermaine. Brother Jermaine can talk to me about politics, and it'll make so much sense until I'd be like, wow, look what I got. Yeah. But you're a Jehovah Witness, and I'm a believer. You can't come over here talking about what some man found somewhere. I don't know where he get it from. When God's been here the whole time, and his son was with him, because his son was the word. Jesus has been here the whole time. So now you went and found something. You wasn't even back there doing Jesus' day. And you went and found something, and now you want to break, I can't do it. But now if you want to come over here and talk about eat some beef hot dogs, you like sauerkraut on yours, I don't. But I like mustard, ketchup, relish, and some chopped up onion, minced onions on mine. Okay, we can go with that. You want potato chips or french fries with you? You want tea or Coke, what you want with your hot dog with the crowd on it? We can go there. Barbara, you roasting off a whole chicken? Yeah. I sure would like to have half of that chicken to take home. Okay. But you know what, Barbara, I really don't want mine roasted. I want mine deep fried. Well, can I deep fry the half a chicken? I make a wet batter and dip it on over in there and put it back in the dry batter and then drop it in the... And you take your half home, and I'm roasting mine. We can go there. When the Muslim come, I don't know a lot like that. I speak English. I don't understand English, but I speak it all my life. I'm not Arabic. I don't speak Arabic. Now, my ancestors could have come from an Arabic place, but I didn't come from there. So I don't know about that. Now, but if you come and tell me Jehovah, you come and tell me Jesus, I understand what you're talking about. But we can't talk about religion. But if you come over here and say, hey, Barbara, you got some of that good Welch's grape juice and you got some sliced beef over there, make me a nice roast beef sandwich on some pumpernickel bread, because, see, I know what they eat. I call myself going to be a Muslim. God fixed all of that. But anyway, you got that for me, Bob, and give me some sliced banana or something with that? Yeah. I can make it where I don't cook nothing in where I cook pork, because I know if you eat it, it's going to make your head hurt because you don't eat pork. You haven't had pork in years, so if you eat at this pot where I done cooked them pig feet, pig ears, to perfection, it's going to make you sick. So I have to get a pot I've never used for anything and make your beef in there. And we go from there. We found a common ground. I don't know too many people who don't like food or don't like to eat something good. I don't know too many people. So we come together on food. When the Mormons came to my house, talking about some book or another, and right to this day, I don't know what they were talking about. It could have been the Book of the Mormons. I don't know. But when God got through in there, they was in shock. Do y'all hear me? They were, and look here, they had marinated in the Mormon religion. It wasn't no new babes in Christ coming to, babes in Christ. Wasn't no new babes in the Mormon religion coming to talk to me. They were seasoned Mormons. They had been in the way a long time. But when God got through speaking in there, not Barbara, they was in awe. So one, she couldn't handle it. She went back and got another one so she could, you know, verify and prove again to herself by having a witness that this is what take place when I go to see Barbara. I was cooking. I had injured my left knee. And a car accident at work. And the boss called me and she said, Barbara, I know you injured your knee and you on workman comp. And guess what? I got favored. I didn't know what workman comp was. I didn't know what that was. They gave it to me. She said, but Barbara, can you sit in a chair and cook? I said, you know, I had never thought of that. I sure can. I got a stool. And I will pull my stool to the counter and prep. Put it to the sink and wash the vegetables and meat and stuff. Put the stool to the stove, you know, to cook it and to check what was in the oven. So this particular day when she come and brought a witness with her, another seasoned Mormon, I was pulling a humongous ham out of the oven, baked to perfection. Y'all better hear me, because I was cooking for my boss. She had a roadhouse up in Black Rapids, Alaska, and I would cook a week's supply of food for so many people, and she would send this girl, and the girl with a van, and the girl would come, and we box up the food, and she'd drive it up to Black Rapids. When I pulled her ham out, she said, hey, Barbara, can I have a slice of that ham? Can we have a slice of that ham? I gave him a slice. That wasn't my ham to be cutting on, but I did it. Nobody never said nothing to me about them slices being missed. But they was eating the ham and talking to me. And the Lord, when I opened my mouth, God began to speak to them and tell them they had to go. They had to leave the Mormon movement. And he told them some other thing. And the second one, I said, you got to go too. I wish you could have saw their faces. Because evidently the both of them had gotten together and was talking about leaving. It's no way I could have known. I don't go to the Mormon church. I have no affiliation with them of any kind. No way I could have knew their business. Only God knew. The first time the first one come, and I ministered to her, and she was in shock. When she left, my daughter come downstairs, my oldest daughter, Naima. She said, now the Mormons? I said, yeah. I said, he's no respecter person. And she was shaking her head, walking onto the living room. I can't believe this. I can't. Yeah. He's no respecter of persons. And if we're willing, he'll use us. This is why he told us don't be fearful. He didn't give us the spirit of fear. Let him rule and reign. Let him handle it. Yeah. Now, I don't let Jehovah's Witnesses in my house. I don't entertain them like that. But they come to the door, and I begin to share with them. Most times they say, well, we got to go, and we'll talk to you later. And I said, but you didn't. And they gone, walking fast on the way from the door. So when I see them coming, I don't have to hide. And it's best some people do. It's best some people don't open your door for them. If you're not grounded and rooted in Jesus, don't open your door for them. Because they got something else they're teaching. They're not teaching freedom. They're teaching bondage. And if you're one and your family is not, I don't think you can associate with them unless you're trying to get them to become a Jehovah Witness. You and your family become a Jehovah Witness and one of y'all decide to leave, you can't deal with them people no more. My friend Nita, she was one. And she left because God called her out of there. And she started believing in Jesus and found her church that was teaching the truth. And they didn't deal with her no more. I don't think they would even speak to her, if I'm not mistaken, on the street. And if they came to her house, it was trying to get her back into the bondage. Anything that put me in bondage, I know that's not God. That's a cult. Because he has set me free. But he said, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. We want to get on one accord. I want to be like this. Okay, your church raising money for this, that, and the other. Okay, I want to put what I can over there to help you. Okay, y'all doing something over there and y'all need some folk to cook or to serve or whatever. I don't cook like I used to, but I can cook something. What's the menu? Well, just bring a covered dish and bring enough to feed 20 people. Well, I know I make some good baked beans and I got a big crock pot that'll hold enough for 20 people. So I can make that and take it over there. And they can plug it up and keep it warm. And when you get through, I can come back and pick my crock pot up. Okay, well, y'all going to pass out flyers. I can come and pass out flyers for the revival with y'all. Now, I can't go 10 or 20 blocks, but I can go 2 or 3. I'm going to do what I can, and when I'm done, I'm gone. But I love y'all, and I'm praying for y'all. And y'all that are still passing out flyers, I'll be in prayer for y'all. You know, that God will remain to keep you safe. We can come together if we choose to. But the church is really separated. And this is why the world pay us no attention. More and more they got to the place of where they don't respect us as leadership. They don't respect God. They don't respect God's word. Why is that? Because the church is separated. They heard me talk bad about another preacher. So they say this, oh, no. But now I got to tell the truth. If they're out here hooking and crooking, I got to say it because that's not God. Hoping to open your eyes to seek God. Don't go in the building seeking them people and the leadership in that building. Go in there seeking God. Yeah. In verse 2, he said, it is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garment. That's what dwelling together, you know, as brethren. As the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountain of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessings, even life forevermore. And see, you remember he said, this many can put that many to flight, and this many can put that many to flight. If we come together on one accord, we can battle evil. We can win. Once we received Jesus and he received us, we became winners right there. Every day, I don't care what come your way. Yeah, excommunicated, Brother Lewis. That's what they were doing, getting out of there. And I couldn't blame them. Yeah. So we want to love one another. We want to help one another. We want to come together. When I first came to Facebook, oh, this has been years ago, a guy by the name of Thomas Martinich, he introduced me to Facebook. He had brought his wife. She was pregnant with the first child. I think they got 3 now. And he brought her to the service to be prayed for because she was having some difficulties. And he came over there and we prayed and everything. And until this day, we are friends. But he introduced me to Facebook. Well, I saw all these people say they was preachers and pastor this and evangelist that and prophetess this. Oh, I wanted to connect. And these people was looking at me like I was crazy. One lady, I went to visit her church and took 2 of my friends in Atlanta. They lived in Atlanta. He was from Jacksonville. Well, we went to her church. She asked us why we came. I never went back again, and I didn't never dealt with her on Facebook because you don't even know what the words say. How you pastoring? You don't even know about love. You don't even know who God's sending. How you watching over a flock and you don't know God? Yeah. Leviticus 26:8, and 5 of you shall chase 100. and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight, and your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. So if this many can put that many devils on the run, and this many can put that many demons on the run, what's the problem? We separated. We can't come together. We can't make this one body up. Because many times, too, the toe want to be the brain. Sometimes the brain want to be the fingernail. Yeah. So it makes it difficult to come together in unity. Yeah. And we thank God this morning. Yeah. That he can bring us together if we desire to come together, to be together. To go back to the first church and look at what they were doing. But many of us, we can't go back there because we messed up and we out here leading people. And we messed up. Some are out because G-O-D sells. J-E-S-U-S cell, B-I-B-L-D cell, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N cell, all of that sells. Because you got some people who want to believe in God. But when they got a change, they do like the disciples did. Some of them, they left. He had many more, but they left, and, you know, it left the 12. And if we remember, he asked the 12, are you going to leave me too? Yeah. Over in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 11 says this, but all these workers that one and the self-same spirit divide into every man several as he will. Yeah. Verse 12 says, for as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. One body. Okay, I can't get with you, Barbara, because you believe in baptizing in water. You believe in the liquid grave and rising in the newness of life. We don't have to do that anymore. Yeah. Okay, Barbara, I can't get with you because you believe in communion. And after communion, you wash feet. I can't get with you because of that. Thank you, Brother Louis. Leviticus. Okay. Oh, you going on down, Brother Louis. Thank you. Yeah. 13 says, for by one spirit are we all baptized into one body. Whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into that one spirit, the Spirit of God. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? It is of the body. It's a foot. I need my toes, I need my toenails because they cover my toe and protect it from any infections and different things, you know, being open, getting in there. I need my toes that's connected to my foot. I need my foot that's connected to my ankle because it gives me support to walk on the foot, well, the feet. I need my legs that the ankle is connected to. I need my calves. I need my knees. Every part of this body, I need it to function. But in order for it to function properly, I have to take care of it. And not only taking care of it, you know, I have to look at it. You know, I look at my hands every now and then. They get dirty and you got to keep washing them. And that's the problem with many. I'm a hand, but I don't want to keep doing the same thing. So I got 4 or 5 titles. I'm the Reverend, Doctor, Evangelist, Prophetess, Bishop, Pastor. I can't just stay being an evangelist. I got to add all these others. Now, I can do the work of the others and let the work speak for me. But the office that he called me to was an evangelist, and I need to stay right there. In verse 16, it says, and if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? Yes, it is. It's the eye. Without the eye, I won't see. Without the foot, I can't walk. 17 says, if the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smell? So if I don't have an eye, an ear, a nose, a foot connected to the rest of the body, the hands, the fingers, the fingernails, the lips, the tongue, the mouth, the teeth. How am I being a body? I can't just be an eye and think I'm a body. And that's what many are doing. They're just one part. And that one part think it's making a whole body. But this is what he said. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Oh, how good it is for the fingers in the hand to connect to the wrist to the arm with the elbow with the shoulder. I mean, the elbow, a part of the arm come on up and make the shoulder connected to the neck connected to the head. We make up this one body. I might be hair. On the head. I may not have no hair, but I got a head. I'm making up this one body. 18 says, but now have God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it has pleased him. Yes, yes, yes. And if they were all one member, where were the body? If all of us was the same thing, everybody a pastor, no evangelists, no prophets, no deacons, no bishops, just everybody a pastor. Who's doing the preaching and the teaching? Who's over the flock? Who's going to see about somebody in the hospital? The deacons won't go because there's none. Everybody a pastor. But now are they many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. Now I didn't say it, he said it. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these will bestow more abundant honor, and our uncommonly parts have more abundant comeliness. So you think because you're a pew sitter, you know, you're not good for the body. I'm an usher, so I'm not as important as the pastor. I sang in the choir, so I'm not as important as the deacon. We're all important. They call them laymen. those that don't have a title, don't call themselves an office. They call them laymen. And so what people think, because I don't have a title, oh, I'm no good. I got to go over there for prayer. I got to talk to them. Some of them don't feel like they can talk to God and get an answer. Yeah. Some been coming to prayer meeting, Bible study, and worship on Sunday, and they reading the word and getting understanding, but they still don't feel that they're as important. But we're all important to this one body. Another song my dad used to sing is say, simply because I don't preach like Paul, and I may not baptize like John, but God called us all as one. He said in his word again, he's no respecter of persons. He don't just respect one office and don't respect the other. He don't respect this believer, but don't respect that one. He's not going to do for me because I hold the office of evangelist. He going to do for me what he'll do for you. It all depends on what you believe. It all depends on what you trust. It all depends on the work that he called you to. He didn't call you to the office of evangelist. He called you to passing out scriptures. He called you to talk of his wondrous works and make known his deeds on the job. That's all he called you to. He didn't give you an office. You are just as important as me and anybody else in leadership because you make up this one body because you may be a finger. You may not be the head. You may not have the brain. But without my finger, I can't do anything with my hand. I need these fingers. And without my hand, my wrist is, you know, it won't work right. I can't pick up nothing. I don't have a hand. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. God gonna hear you like he hear me. He want me to love you. He want me to do all I can for you. He even said this be especially good to the members of the household of faith. The many members in one body, that's over there in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. And if you look at it, 12 through like around 27, I think it is. Yeah. 24 says, for our commonly parts have no need, but God has tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked. That's the pew sitter, you know, the layman. He's given more honor to those that don't really have an office or don't really call themselves anybody. I just love God. He saved me. I'm grateful. I'm going to talk of his wondrous works. I'm going to do right before him and man. I'm going to give to the poor. I'm going to see about the sick. Yeah, he gave you honor. 25 says that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. See, I should love the pastor and don't care nothing about the usher. I should love the deacons and I don't have nothing for the praise team. I never tell them, y'all sang good today. Ooh, y'all sang under the anointing. I don't have nothing to say to them. I have a friend named Tammy, and we connect real good because Tammy liked for the sisters to love one another. She liked for the sisters to greet one another. She liked for the sisters to encourage one another. If it's your makeup, she liked for you to tell the sister, girl, you made that face up today. That looks so pretty. I love that color lipstick. She like for the sisters to tell each other, oh, that's a pretty dress you got on today. That's the way Tammy is. She don't like women who come against other women, women who talk bad about other women because she a woman. Many members, one body. No schism. But that the members should have the same care one for another. We should love everybody. I should love my pastor. Don't care nothing about the ushers. And one thing about the church I attend, when I walk in the door, the ushers show me just as much love as the pastor does. Sometimes I think them ushers be on me more than bishop. But when I walk in the door, you can see their face light up. You'll see Pastor Dole, which is Bishop White, you'll see her look back and do a double take to make sure it's me. Yeah. You'll hear the usher sometimes. Evangelist, that sure is a nice outfit you got on. You always wear something nice. I don't be dressed up. First lady be in the suits. I go in a skirt and a shirt. Clean, washed, starched, and ironed. Hey, a dry clean, whatever it is. Yeah. Many members, one body, he said. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Did you hear that? Okay, Samuel, you going through your baby in the hospital, I'm going through. It's like my baby in the hospital. Am I going to keep praying? What am I going to do? Am I going to think about that and lay before the Lord? What am I going to do? And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all members rejoice with it. When God elevates you and bless you, increase your territory, I'm rejoicing with you. You done called me and told me, hey, Sister Barbara, God gave me a new truck. I'm happier than you are because I saw the Lord move. We prayed for this. Apostle Timberlake needed a truck. I prayed. I didn't have the money and I couldn't ask people for the money, but I prayed the prayer of faith. When I know anything, he said, I got it, sister. I said, what you got? Let me see. He showed me that truck, beautiful SUV. Rejoice with him. I rejoice with him. If you're going through, I'm going through. And some days it may appear, I done forgot you. Oh, no, she ain't thinking about it. Oh, she done moved on. Oh, she care about other people. The devil is a lie. My daughter and I, we pray together every morning. Sometimes we pray more than twice a day together because things come up. Shante, in your prayer time, I need you to remember Sister Simoa. I need you to remember Sister Spinner. I need you to remember Brother Lewis. I need you to remember Sister Ellis. There are other intercessors. I said, listen, in your prayer time, remember so-and-so and so on. Sometimes they said, well, Barbara, can we pray right now for them? I feel an urgency to pray for them right now. Romans 7 says this, now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. Don't forget that. You're not the body. You are a member. And remember it in particular. That I may be an eye, I may be a nose, I may be one side of the nose, one nostril, somebody else the other nostril. I may be a top lip, somebody else a bottom lip. I may be a tongue, I may be a tonsil. I may be a neck, or elbow, whatever you are. Remember your members in particular. That means you're special. You are set aside just to be that part of the body. And we should dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garment. It went all the way down. Aaron had a long beard. As the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descend upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessings, even life forevermore. I'm going to stay with this body. I'm going to be happy to dwell with you. We may not get together and stay together all the time. But when I see you, I'm real happy to see you. I'm grateful unto the Lord for you. Oh, yeah. And it's already all right in Jesus' name. Yeah. See, we want to do it all because we want all of the blessings of the Lord. Mm-hmm. We want all his blessings. It's Apostle Timberlake's birthday today, and that's what I'm doing. I'm sending him a birthday greeting. Yeah. Many members, one body. We want to remember that. Because we want to be blessed by Almighty God who have all the power. Yeah. And we don't want to come against nobody. We don't want to put our lips on nobody. We don't want to talk about nobody. We want to pray for them. Now, some things we can't help because it's true. And this is what has happened. Yeah, so we might talk about it, but not in a negative way. We're not talking about it to come against them or put them down or make other people feel they no good or whatever the case may be. But what we do is we give glory to God. Yeah. By praying for them. And God will hear and answer. Mm-hmm. Yes, he will. And we thank him this day. Uh-huh. And it's all right today again in Jesus' name. Listen, the studio is open. All right, all right. If there's anyone has something they would like to say this morning, please feel free to press that number one and come in. And today I want to make sure I do that roll call. Yeah. Good morning to you, area code 111. God bless you this morning. How are you?
God bless you. Thank you so much for speaking the word of the Lord. And I pray that the Lord fills your soul with light, joy, peace, and infinite happiness.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you this morning.
I appreciate you, and I appreciate the fact that you have taken the time out to pray for everyone. That's what it's all about, spreading the love. And I unfortunately need prayer myself, and I'm in a bad place, and I could really use your prayers. I got the COVID, and I beat it, but I have horrible side effects.
Okay. All right, we're going to pray for you, right? Is that okay?
Yeah, but have you heard that they say?
Okay, Brother Lewis, you think it's coming? You think it was coming, Brother Lewis? Yeah. So listen, let's pray. He said he have COVID, so we're going to pray for that. And we pray that the Lord touch and heal him. And we pray that he wasn't what you call it, Brother Lewis? A troll. Yeah, we pray that he wasn't a troll. And I'm going to give you my email address, which is freedomdoors@yahoo.com. And if you will email me there and, you know, maybe write the rest of it out, then I can go from there. freedomdoors@yahoo.com. Yeah, me either, Brother Lou. I don't know. Sounded genuine starting off. But I was hearing some things sound like it was coming. So, you know. But let's pray for him right now. Intercessors, I need you to touch and agree with me for him and that God would heal his body and whatever else he needs, that God would supply the need according to his riches and glory by his Son, Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come again this morning and we bring this brother before you. Father, you know this man and you know all about him. You know what he's standing in need of today. God, you even know his heart desires. And we ask this morning in the name of Jesus that, Lord, you would move for him in a mighty way. We ask that you would open every door to him. Father, every healing that he needs, we ask that you would heal him today. For you took a beating for the healing of the nation. And, Father, there's yet healing in the hem of your garment. It's you that heal all manner of sickness and disease. We know you as our Savior. We know you as our healer. Father, we know you as a doctor in our sick room, a lawyer in the courtroom. Whatever we need, Father, you're the supplier. And we ask that you would do it for this man today in the name of Jesus. Whatever is concerning him, Father, we ask that you would move upon it in the name of Jesus. Bless him today, God. Bless his going out and his coming in. Again, meet the need in his life according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. And again, we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. We give you glory. We give you the honor. And we give you the praise. For, Father, we don't know, but you know. And, God, the earth is yours, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Father, you know us all by name. You brought us forth. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you. We thank you this morning. We thank you. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give glory to God. Hallelujah. There's none like him. All right, so Sister Jerry, I'm coming at you right now. God bless you this morning. How are you?
Good morning, Sister Barbara. All is well with me.
Amen.
I just wanted to touch on a few things that you reminded me of. God is a good God. He's better than good. He's a great God. And Father God, I want to touch and agree with Sister Barbara that whatsoever side effects this man is feeling, we all stand in agreement that God is greater than any side effect. God is greater than any illness. Go back. Might try to have him, but God for surely does have him. So I'm going to believe that every sickness that he's feeling, God has already took care of the illness. I do believe, Sister Barbara, when you receive the email, you'll hear more than what you, and you'll be right on cue. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. As God said, you'll be right on cue because you know his name and you know his voice. You are one of his sheep, and my sheep know my voice, and they will not answer to a stranger. So what you are hearing is what you are hearing, and I thank God for that right now. I thank God that he put your ministry in my life. I thank God that even when I go left, I hear you say something in the morning that say, no, 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 don't go left. Go on back right, Jerry. You're going in the right place. The devil thought he really had me this morning. I was trying to rush to my phone and the alarm going off. I slipped and fell and couldn't get up. But I got to my phone because I said, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, I'm coming into to Jesus in the morning. See, this is not no game I'm playing because God had brought me out of dangerous places. I mean dangerous, life-threatening places. He started bringing me out when I was yet a child. He's brought me out of gunfire. He's brought me out of knife throwing. He's brought me out of fornication, adultery. He's brought me out of things that most people didn't live to tell about. He brought me out and brought me through. I can't do nothing without God. I can't even get up in the morning. So like I told the devil, I slip, but I'm up. My God says that whatsoever I ask in his name, and this is what I want to relate to the man that's calling, whatsoever you ask in Jesus' name, it shall be done, because he says in Psalm 37, fret not thyself for evildoers, nor be envious of their iniquity, for they soon shall be cut off like the green grass. Anoint yourself in me, and I, and he says that I with authority, will give you the desires of your heart. So if you don't desire Kovac, you shall not have Kovac. If whatever you desire, only God can do it, because he is the I am. I am the I am. Man can't do what God do. God give them the sense to do it. He gives them the brain. God is the only one that can take your mind and you not even know where you at. You can be driving down the street and one day you have a stroke and you sitting there and don't even know your name. But one thing for sure, God says, I know your name. I named you before you was even thought of in your mother's womb. So for that, I tell God, Father God, please continue to call my name. Don't let me go astray, Lord, because going astray is easy. Following you, God, comes with work, and let me get the work in. May the work I done for you speak for me. Because, Lord, I'm going to say this like my mama taught me to say, Father, I stretch my hands to thee, but there's no other help I know. If thou withdraw my hands from thee, wellest will I go. You can run to the doctors, you can run to the lawyers, you can run to the hospital. But God says, for I know the day when it's your last day. Man don't know that. Man can project, but God can interject. So I say, God, peace be still within me. Lord, whatsoever thou do, don't leave me. Because I've seen what man will do. He'll tell me one thing, and when I look up, he's gone. But if I depend on you, Lord, you said I would never leave nor forsake you. You tell me that 365 times in the Bible. You tell me that in John. You tell me that in Psalms. You tell me that in James. You tell me that in Peter. You tell me everywhere I look in the Bible, fret not thyself, for I will never leave nor forsake you. You tell me that, God. And because you tell me that, I believe. That's what I believe. You will never make a promise that you won't keep. So I'm going to depend on you, Lord, to heal this man emotionally, physically, or whatsoever he's going through, that he's a little shaky to talk about. Father God, for it is done. It is done, Lord. All that he needs, as the man in the Bible say, they call me Legion. As the man say, I will get to the water, but every time I get there, I can't get in. God always asks you one thing, do you want to be healed? He didn't want no excuses why you're not healed. He know that. He want to know, do you want to be healed? That's the question. It's time to get on your knees and say, Father, I have what man say I had. But, Lord, I trust you to fix whatever is wrong with this that you put in me. You're my strength. You're my Jehovah. My Jehovah Jireh, Nisa, and Salon. You meet every need, and only you, God, can take care of what's wrong with me. In the mighty name of Jesus, I tell you, thank you, God. I know the devil didn't want me on this phone this morning, but I said it and I meant it. I will always give God first. And if I can't get to the phone to give God first, I will not give man first before I give God. Lord, I'm running after you because you say I got to run on. I got to run on until I get where you're trying to take me, Lord. We all got to run on. Let's not be embarrassed because God already know everything about us. I'm just glad he ain't got me on the big screen in the sky when everybody look up, oh, look at Jerry. Oh, my goodness. But see, don't cast a stone at Jerry. Start looking at you in the mirror. Jerry, talk about what she's done. I'm too ashamed to even look in the mirror because I know what I've done. But I know my God says, I forgive you, daughter. I made you. I knew what you was going to do before you even did it. And because I know you're sincere and love me, I'm going to protect you. So, Lord, I tell you, protect me. Protect everybody that comes in my voice. Cover them, Lord. Cover us all. This earth needs a healing. Some people think they need money. Money can't buy you health. Some people are so rich, they've already crossed over and transitioned in. Money cannot stop God when he calls your name. God cannot be bought. So I want to be sincere today and say, Lord, have mercy on me and this whole world and all my children. Lord, I'm not strong enough to give you my only son. But if thy will be done, have your way, Holy Ghost. Lord, I'm not strong enough to give you my only grandson. But if thy will, have your way, Holy Ghost. I don't want to love nothing more than I love you, God. So if thy will, I'll be like Abraham. I'll come and bring you the sacrifice. Because if I give him to you, Lord, I know you'll get him right back. You won't do no bad thing towards to hurt me. So I will wait for you to show me the ram in the bush. I will wait for you to say, look to the hills, daughter. This is where your help comes from the Lord. I'm in Psalm 121 for you. I'm in your songs. Weeping may endure for a night. I got you, Joy. Lord, have mercy on everybody that's listening to my voice. God will never leave nor forsake you. He promises that. And he's not like man. He shall never lie. Or none of his words will drop to the ground void. So you know my name, Lord. Continue to bless all my sisters and my brothers, my spiritual sisters, my natural sisters and brothers. Bless this earth. Take hold to the United States, Lord. Continue to shower down blessings. You're sending us more money than we ever had before in our life, God. You gave us something called COVID, but you in turn given us Christ with cash. So I'll accept whatever you do, Lord. Whatever your will be done. Not my will, because I'm a messed up mess. My flesh is a mess. But I tell you, Lord, have your way with me. In the mighty name of Jesus. And again, Barbara, he says, my sheep know my voice, and you heard him when he spoke. Lean not onto your own understanding, for he has directed your path. In Jesus' name I pray. Lord, keep me hearing your voice, for I've done wrong. I went in the bushes and hid from the police. And it ain't that the police didn't see me. It's just that God hid me. I've done the things that I went to the state attorney's office and paid for the checks and worked for the bank, but didn't lose the job. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. I've had the boss call me in and say, Jerry, you know what this is called? You know what it's called. Don't do it no more. I've even had the boss pay for the checks that I wrote. Oh, I didn't do bad. I did worse than worse because I'm a bonded employee. But God didn't see fit to put me on into the big house. He was doing his best to deliver me out of the big house. I did everything I could to get to the big house. So I thank you, Jesus, that you didn't put me in the big house. You kept me out the big house. Now you got me walking on the straight and narrow. I thank you for everything you taught me, Lord. You taught me how to write the check at this store and go to another store and write the check and go to the bank and put it in this account. Oh, hallelujah. You taught me how to have 3 or 4 bank accounts and write the check over here and cover it over there. And, woo, Jesus, I was getting mixed up. I was all confused. But the name of me was Catch Me If You Can. God had already caught me. And he said to him, daughter, stop now. The day he told me to stop, I didn't stop because I heard him, but I kept going like the ever-ready battery. Then the bosses, not one boss, the vice president, CEO, it wasn't that I was so good at my job. They came in and closed the door. I heard the Lord say, see, you wouldn't stop, would you? I just looked up for him with my light brown eyes. I said, hi, is something wrong? They got handcuffs for you downstairs. What's wrong with you? But they didn't use the handcuffs. They told me, don't do it no more. And how much do you have out there? And they covered all the checks. And I signed an agreement that I wouldn't do it no more. And I didn't do it no more. But why do I have to always go to the end until I stop? Now that God has graciously broke me and set me down, he has shown me this is the reason I didn't want you to go to the big house. I have 2 special need children for you, Jerry. You owe me. Don't you complain. The one thing you don't want to do is owe God because he's not going to owe you. Thank you, God. I came close to the jail. I even got to the jailhouse door. When I got there, the police pulled up. He said, hey, he's taking everybody in. He let me stand there. He said, why are you still standing here? Well, I don't know. You brought me here. Where am I to go? He said, the buses in those days was 25 cents. Take this quarter and catch that bus and get from down here. That's the second time God saved me. I come close. I came close enough I could see the inside of the jail. I saw the blue lights. I saw the man at the door where they closed it. But he sends me out the door and get the quarter and catch the bus. Father God, I tell you, thank you. It ain't that I was so good. I was so pretty. No, if you ain't pretty on the inside, my mama say, you ain't nothing on the outside. I had the favor of God since I was 4 years old. The devil thought he really, really had me. But when God spoke to me on April 10th, 2010, and showed me my life, I said, Jesus saved me, and he ain't stopped saving me since. I can't go back to where I used to be, and I won't leave Jesus because he won't leave me. Father, keep me nearer to the cross, Lord God, keep me. For your work, I still got work to do. I don't know what it is, but you say I got work to do, and I'm willing to do your work, Lord God. I'm willing to confess that you are Lord. You are God. You are all I need in life. In Jesus' name I say amen. Thank you, Barbara, for your time today.
bless you, Jerry. God bless you. Thank God for you. Thank God for you this morning. Yeah. Okay, good morning. God bless you again. Area code 111. Your mic is open.
Can you please pray that I no longer am homosexual and I like women again?
I can pray for that for you. But this is the thing. You will have to go to God about that. I will pray for you that, you know, you go and that God hear you and that he open a door for you. Because he made you. He know all about you. And so that's something you will have to seek him for. But I will pray for you according to your prayer request. Yes, yes, yes. No problem. Yeah, no problem. Yes, because he loves you now. Wait, go ahead. No problem.
I mean, I just been beaten down because of my homosexual thoughts, and I don't want to be homosexual anymore. I want to have a wife and have children.
Okay. Okay, I can understand that. We're going to be praying for you. Go ahead.
I don't know why I'm cursed with this homosexuality.
I don't think you want to share that really here because this is an open mic. But if you email me and send me your phone number, then we can talk, you know, because you don't want to do it here,
yeah.
You know, on an open format like this. But know this, we love you, and we know that God loves you. Yeah.
Can you pray my gay tendencies away?
I don't know if I can pray them away, but we can ask God that, you know, according to your petition, if this is what you want to go, we'll ask God to take the desire from you. This is what you want, not what we want now, but it's what you want.
Yes, no more gay.
Okay.
I need to be straight. Go ahead.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. God bless you. God bless you. And again, my email address is freedomdoors@yahoo.com. So if you send me an email and your phone number, with your phone number in it, then we could talk a little further. Maybe I can kind of explain some things. But we will be in prayer for you because you requested it. Is that all right?
Yes. No more gay, please. Make me straight. My name is Howard.
All right, Howard. We'll be praying
for you.
All right, God bless you. All right, I'm going to close your mic again. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank God for Jesus this morning. We thank God for Howard being bold enough to call in and request what he's wanting. And we know that God not only hears, but God answers. And we know that Howard belongs to God. He don't belong to us. He belongs to God. And God loves him like he loves us. Because he's no respecter of persons. And so we thank God for Howard this morning, and we give God glory and honor for him calling in. All right, Brother D, I see that number. Ah, yeah, 706. Go ahead on 706. You know it makes my day, D. You know it makes my day. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So listen, this morning I want to do a quick roll call. Because some mornings I get all caught up and I don't get to do it. But for that faithful few, I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for those that come through the archives and the podcast. Yeah. I'm grateful for the area codes I see in the studio. Yeah. I thank God for each of you this morning. And those that come through the podcast and the archives, I'm grateful unto you. Yeah. I thank God for you. Yeah, I do. And grateful that he sent you by way to listen to the show after it's gone off of the air. Yeah, I thank God for that. Brother D, yes, sir, that 706 number. I was looking for Brother Frank this morning, but he may be busy. Y'all know how he gets. All right, Sister Spinner. Good morning. God bless you. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Sister Barbara, and good morning to everyone that's listening. I'm doing pretty good. The Holy Spirit's been moving all morning, and he's laid some things on my heart. You reminded me of some things, and I just felt like I wanted to share. But before I get into the Old Testimony, you know, lately, I've been in this Christian walk for a long time. I'm 53 now, and I've been in this walk for a long time, and I've had times when I drew close to God, and I was hearing his voice, and I was seeing him work, and then I would distance, you know, I can't say why, I just would distance, and then he, you know, he'll allow some things to draw me back. And this last ordeal that I've been dealing with that has drawn me back, he's revealed to me ministry, deliverance, and healing, which I already really knew. So I guess I was running, not realizing I was running. But anyway, so I've been kind of like, okay, Lord, when are you going to start using me? And I'm seeking him, and I'm, you know, drawing closer to him, but I'm kind of at a place where I'm excited about it now. It's like, you know, when are you going to start using me? So I heard you, Sister Barbara, this morning, definitely, but I wanted to share a testimony because I've been praying for boldness, because I know I need to grow in the area of boldness. And so the other night we were at practice, choir practice, and one of our team members, she was having problems with her back. Her back was hurting, and she said the pain was shooting down her leg, which sounds like sciatic nerve. And she said it the first time, and, you know, we went on through going over through the song. And then as we were leaving, she mentioned it again. And when she mentioned it the second time, you know, it was like I felt the pressing to lay hands on her. So I did that. I laid hands on her back, and I just started praying and speaking healing over her. And so the next day, she actually sent us a message and said that she was no longer having the shooting pain down her leg, and that her back felt so much better. And I thought, wow, Lord, you used me, you know. So, and that made me excited because, you know, he does things in his time and at his pace. You know, I know he's not ready. I'm not ready for him to just throw me out there. But little things like that, I'm not going to say little things, but just something like that, incident like that, it boosts my faith, you know, and it boosts my my confidence in him using me, because it's not him that I need to trust. It's not him that I'm, it's me that I'm concerned about. It's me get stepping out there and failing. And so he's teaching me to trust him and not trust myself. And the other thing that was brought to my memory this morning, Sister Barbara, when you were talking about the Mormons and the Jehovah's Witnesses, it reminded me of something about 15 years ago. My youngest son was still in high school, and he had a friend whose mom was sick to the point where, it was down to where it was just a matter of days. She was in the hospital and ICU, and, you know, the doctors had given her, you know, so much time. And when my son was telling me about it, I felt an urgency to go and pray for her and lay hands on her. And that particular day, you know, I had to wait a couple of days because of certain obligations. And I had asked, I prayed and I said, Lord, you know, keep her here until I can get to the hospital and get to her. And I did not know her. I did not know this woman. It was just that my son was telling me about his friend's mother. And that's what, and I felt that urgency from the Holy Spirit. So when I got up there to the hospital, I did not know at that time that woman's family, that they were Jehovah's Witnesses. I had no knowledge of that. And I didn't know a whole lot about Jehovah's Witnesses, just a little bits and pieces that you hear people say, but I don't know a whole lot about them. But when I got into the room, you know, I went in there, and her mother and her husband was in the room with her, and I introduced myself, and I said, you know, I came, the Lord laid it on my heart to pray for her, so I just wanted to pray for her. And her mother said, well, you can stand there and pray. And I knew that the Lord told me to lay hands on her. She told me, you can stand there, you can pray for her, but we don't want you to you know, lay hands on her or use any oil or put no oil on her or anything like that, you know, but you can just, you know. And she even told me, I think she told me not to pray to myself. And, you know, and I said to myself, no, Lord, this is not what you told me to do. And so I just hesitated for a minute, you know, I just hesitated, and I thought to myself, I said, okay, Lord, you told me to lay hands on her, and so I can't just go against what this, you know, woman is telling me to do. So in my hesitation, probably just a few seconds of hesitation, she proceeded to say, well, you know what, I have to go to the bathroom anyway, so we're just going to leave out her, you know, and you just do whatever you have to do. And her and the lady's husband, they left out the room, and you know, I really didn't know what I was doing, honestly. I knew that I can only say that I was being led by the Holy Spirit, because I had no idea what to pray. I just asked the Lord to give me the words, and I laid hands on her, and I prayed over her, and then I left, and, you know, it was an awesome feeling, you know, to do what the Lord had led me to do. And then I found out that just a few hours after I left, she had passed. But when I prayed for her, it was more like, it wasn't for healing. It was, I was praying for her spirit, and for, you know, I asked that that God would receive her into his bosom. And I remember when I left there, I thought, well, if she was unconscious, I don't even know, you know, what I was doing. I don't even know why the Lord sent me up there. But for some reason, I felt in my spirit that when she passed, she was with the Lord. I asked my cousin about that, and she told me that I was operating in the office of a priest, which I, you know, like I said, I don't know. I didn't know anything about that. I was just being led by the Holy Spirit. But I just wanted to share that, because when you were talking about the Jehovah's Witnesses, I shared that experience with a pastor. And that pastor told me, he said, do you realize how huge that was? God stepped in that, because he said he had literally been put out of hospitals by Jehovah's Witnesses because they did not want him to pray. They were just that adamant about him, you know, being there and praying over their loved ones. And he had literally been put out of the hospital. And so he was like, for her to leave out of the room and let me pray over her the way, you know, the way that I wanted to pray, he said that was nothing but God. And so I understand that, you know, regardless of the, you know, their beliefs, like the Jehovah's Witnesses they're very adamant in their beliefs. That's what I've come to realize. But God, you know, his will is going to be done, and we just have to be obedient. And I'm just, that's something that I hadn't thought about, and it happened so long ago, and it just came to my memory this morning when you were talking about that, and I just thought it was worth sharing. God, you know, God is good, and he can change hearts. He changes the hearts of kings. And so, you know, we just have to continue to pray and believe and trust and be obedient. And just give him the praise, honor, and glory, because it's him doing the work. I'm just honored that he sees fit to use me as a vessel for his work and for his kingdom. And so I just praise and thank and praise God. And I think that's all that I have to say for now. Thank you, Sister Barbara, for all that you do, for allowing God to use you. And for giving us the opportunity to speak our heart.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister Spinner. Look, y'all, when I call her sometimes, I say, Spinner. And sometimes I said, well, yes, Spinner, so and so and so. Yeah, but this is a blessing this morning. I thank God for you calling in, and I thank God for you sharing this morning. Because of this, great things are coming your way. And I promise you, if you step out in faith, it won't be you. Things will take place, and you will begin to know, oh, that was not me. No way. Yeah. I can remember the first time God used me with this lady. And, you know, after I had accepted him, well, and he accepted me. And I thought, oh, no, I can't do this. I'm telling him now, I can't do this. People going to think I'm mugging her. People going to think I'm robbing her or something. When I got to this lady, my feet literally stopped, and my right hand goes out. And she put her hand in my hand, and I opened my mouth, and God began to speak to her about her security check. And she was looking for a letter from Social Security, and he told her, no letter is coming. They sent the check. I had them to send the check. This lady went to jumping up and down and yelling and just praising God. And when she, you know, come down, she said, thank you so much. She said, baby, keep doing what you're doing. And she went on up the street. I thought I was going to the store at a legal pad. I found out, I don't know what I was going to the store for. And I turned around and went on. I forgot, really. I turned around and went on back home because he had moved. But after this, now, Sister Spinner, he told me this. Remember this, it will never be you. It will always be me. It will never be you. It will always be me. Don't take my glory. Don't take my honor. Don't take my praise. It will never be you. And so I learned, you know, what he does is what he does. The earth is his. Goodness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Why can't God just use you? You willing? Are you not willing? If we willing, he'll use us. You know, but we have to get out of the form of it will be us. You know, I'm going to do. No, you're not doing nothing. You're a vessel that he can use. Because I'm waiting on it. I'm waiting on it. Not just healing ministry, but I'm waiting on that marriage ministry. That's what I want to see. Woo-wee. Ooh-wee. I want to see that ministry come forth in you, sister. You talk about something that's going to be out of sight right there. My goodness of Zion. Hallelujah. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. Because, see, I was this way. If my husband messed up, I wasn't willing to get over it. I forgive. You knew what you were doing when you did that. Oh, you going to sleep with somebody else and then come back to me and say it was a mistake, you didn't mean to do it. Well, how did you get to do it if your mind wasn't made up to do it? No, don't come with that. I got to go. Yeah, and it was, as far as I was concerned, it would have been over with, done and said. But God got people in place that he's using in certain ways. It's not that you did anything wrong. But God is allowing it because he want to teach you ministry. Uh-huh. I know you went to jail. And the crime that you did, it didn't, you know, warrant 90 days in jail. But God allowed you to stay there for 90 days to do some things and to show you some things. Now when you come out, you got jail ministry. You got outreach ministry. Some people became homeless so that they can become an outreach preacher. Yeah, many things you went, some people lost children, lost babies. Some women lost babies. I'll never have a baby. So that they can work with women who want children but keep losing babies. If we stop looking at us and stop looking at situations and look to God, he will teach us. Your trial come to make you strong so that you can do the work of him that sent you. Yeah. Yes, he did, Brother Louis. He changed that attitude, changed that mind. God is safer. Hallelujah. So I thank you again, Sister Spinner. God bless you, Sugarfoot. God bless you. Good morning to you, Sister Dorothy Goodman and Sister Mary Ann, Sister Rose Brown, Sister Samoa, Sister Melody Rose, Sister Angela, Sister Laura, Sister Alexis, Minister Jacqueline, Sister Brunella, Sister Lachelle, again, Sister Andrea Spinner, Sister Andrea in Philadelphia. Good morning to you, Sister Andrea Ellis. I saw you call and then you thought about it. Oh, she's still on the air. Let me call that number. Good morning to you, Sister Rita, Sister C.R., Sister Diane, Congresswoman Corey Bush. We're praying for you. We're praying for you. Y'all tell her we're praying for her. And good morning to you, Sister Jerry. Again, God bless you. Good morning to you, Sister Kim Hopps, and Sister Michelle, Sister Patricia Fluker, Sister Lisa, Sister Yvonne. And I didn't see Apostle Boatwright this morning, but good morning to you again, the main man holding that chat room down, Brother Louis. Good morning. God bless you, sir. Good morning to you, Brother Jermaine, Brother Anthony, Brother D. And it's just exciting to see that D in the house. Brother Dan, Brother Mike Hopps, Brother Mike in Orlando, Pastor Herring, Pastor Brown, Brother George West Perry, and Brother Lee Hamilton, and Brother Coleman. Good morning to you. God bless you. God bless you this morning. Thank God for each of you. Thank God for each of you. And you can rest assured, we pray for y'all. We pray for y'all daily. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. Because we want you blessed. Yeah. And I know that the enemy come to kill, steal, and destroy. We keep you before the Lord. Now, the trials are going to come because they're coming to make you strong. But we keep you before the Lord because we want God to bless you. Yeah. Favor you. Give you favor. Miracles begin to happen in your life. You begin to draw closer to the Lord. Because, see, some people don't think a miracle is a miracle unless it's financially, materialistically. But some things, miracles happen spiritually. Yeah, many times God has given me an understanding of his word. It was spiritually, but it was a miracle for me. He has used me to do things spiritually, and it was a miracle for me. Hallelujah. He's that kind of God. Ah, yeah. All power. There's no higher power. All power is on your side. Yeah. Sister Yvonne said to me yesterday, she said, I cried out to the Lord. I cried, Sister Barbara. Yeah. And sometimes when we really want that thing, you got to go down there and cry to him. David said, I cried to the Lord and he heard my cry. Yeah. So when we cry to him, he going to hear that cry. Come see about it, fix it, do what he have to do. He'll teach us some things if we're willing to listen. Because sometimes the way he speaks is so soft and quiet, we think it's something else. Or we overlook it and keep going. But if you heard him, go back. Whether you know it's him or not, go to him and say, Lord, would you make this clear for me? I really want to understand this. I really want to do this. But, Lord, you know me, and I need you to make this clear for me. Yeah. Because, see, what we're supposed to be doing, all of us, walking by faith and not by sight, not looking at the situation before us, but we're looking to the God who can fix every situation. Yeah. Because we must believe that we're the head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. We're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus that love us. We can look to the hills from which cometh our help. To the hills which cometh our help. All of our help comes from the Lord. Because without him, we can't do nothing. The situation staring us in the face day after day, we can't do nothing with it. I got to take it to God in prayer. And then I'm going to get up and do some work because faith and work go together. Faith works and then trust God 100%. And God knows if we really trust him. I trust him. But I got in a rush for them home repairs. I knew they was coming. Ooh, and I'm trying to help them come on. The Lord came back with the scripture. Wait on the Lord. be of a good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And so I told you when the man came by the trees yesterday, when I was coming back in the door, that's what I started quoting out my mouth. I said, whoo. And he gave me favor with the tree band, $350. And they told me $1,900. Because see where I live, they think everybody out here is super rich. And you just go out there and throw a big charge at them, they're going to pay for it. Oh, no, but the devil is a fool and a liar over in this corner. No, ma'am, and no, sir. I'll pay a fair price for some fair work because I don't want to cheat nobody. But coming to rob me, that's not going to happen. I trust God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Listen, I got to go to this one this morning, and what I'm going to do, I'm going to play it for the person that requested it, but I want to play it for everybody here. Yeah, this is a dedication to everybody this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. hallelujah, hallelujah, Mr. Luther Barnes, and Spirit Fall Down. I think that's a beautiful song. Thank you so much, Sister Samora. Oh, it's a beautiful song. And I'm telling you, I can feel the Spirit moving. Yes, Lord. Do it for us, God. Let your Spirit fall upon us fresh and anew in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord, to come out of our flesh, Lord, and dwell more in the Spirit. God, teach us, Lord, how to do this. Teach us how to walk in you and not in our flesh in the name of Jesus. Or do it for us, God. We want to be yours, and we want you to be ours, and we want to be a people that obey. Because, Father, we want to be that church that you're coming back looking for without spot or wrinkle. Or do it for us. Help us to get the spots and the wrinkles out in the name of Jesus. Or we thank you, Lord. We thank you. We give you glory. We give you the honor and praise. Hallelujah. The studio is still open. If there's anyone have something they would like to say this morning, please feel free to press that number one and come in today. Hallelujah. And share your testimony. Yeah, because a testimony is this. You're telling your part. Anybody ever been to court to testify? You tell what you saw happen according to the truth. This is what I saw. This is what I know happened. And so when we come to testify about God, we tell what we know about him. We tell the truth, what he has done in our lives, great and mighty things. I don't know anyone, God, even the world. I don't know anyone God has not done something for, because his word says he shine on the just as well as he do the unjust. Huh? And I believe the world is in good because of this. We are the salt of the earth, and we are full of flavor. We are full of his savor. Not only that, we are the light that sit on the hill that can't be hid. Yeah. And many times they don't understand, but we're praying. We pray for the earth. We pray for the country. We pray for the non-believer. We pray for the believers. And God, hear our prayer. So the world is continuing to go on, and he's continuing to give chance after chance, opportunity after opportunity for those who have not come to him to come. Yes, 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 Sion. God bless you. God bless you. Yeah, so this is where we are. But what we do, we put too much stock in the natural things, the fleshly things of this world. Even our families, we put too much into that and not enough into the Spirit of God. And a lot of things he has not worked out, he's not working it out, because we don't put it in the right category so that God can work it out. Because we're still holding on to it. I thank God I learned that my life is not my own. My life is hid in him. And he's done things to show me I can trust him. I can't trust everybody else, but I can trust God. And when I believe him, it comes to pass. Oh, it's coming to pass. Some things, it has been years, but it come to pass. Because I believe it was coming. I learned to stop speaking negative and begin to speak positive out of my mouth. Yeah. Speak the things that I want to happen. When you heard about the man shout all them people, when I speak, when he get to prison, God gonna save him. When you heard about the man was doing the porn with the children, when they caught him, I pray when he get to prison, God will save him. Because there's no big sin and there's no little sin. Sin is sin. If I steal a 25-cent bubble gum, I'm just as guilty as a pedophile. It's man that try to put this thing in the categories. But God sees sin as sin, wrong as wrong. He don't see, well, I told my son a little white lie because I didn't want to hurt him. It wasn't a white lie. It wasn't a black lie. It wasn't a green lie. A lie is a lie. That you call it a little white lie is just as guilty. It's just a straight up lie. But when we learn to go to God and give him everything and walk away, give it to him and walk away, When the enemy tried to bring that thing back to you, you bind it up because I gave it to God. And I won't take it back. Because we put it on the altar, as soon as God reached to fix it, we snatch it back out of his hand. Because if you're worrying over it, if you're thinking about it, you still got it. Let it go and go occupy. See, there's some things we don't do. We don't put it on the altar then look for what we can do for God. I can't pay my house note, but hey, I can take somebody to the store to get some groceries. I can't pay my electric bill, but I can take somebody to and from the doctor. I can't pay my mortgage, but guess what I can do? I can go pick up a prescription for somebody and bring it to their door. Or pick their groceries up from Walmart for them because they can't drive or they're sick or whatever the case may be. But it looked like sometimes the people of God, it's like we're afraid we're going to do something. I don't know what it is. But we got to let us and ours go. Because if you're working unto him, he's going to take care of you and yours. I wish I could show you the picture of me and my family. Y'all would be like, what? God take care of them. I can't. My children, I pray for them daily. God takes care of these people. Some of them don't. I don't think they know. But I'm not clustered up with them with all this stuff. Because how can two walk together except they agree? If you're not going to do unto God what I'm doing unto God, which is love him and obey him and trust him and have faith in him and work unto him, I'm busy. I don't have time for the worldly natural foolishness. I don't have time. Mama, goodbye. Now, if you really need me for something and it's a motherly thing, I don't mind. But you just over here with worldly foolishness and asking me crazy. I can't do it. I can't do it. You want to come to gossip about somebody else in the family, keep that over there with you because I'm praying for them. I know they got issues. Everybody in the family know they got issues. Let's pray for them. I woke up this morning praying for my son, Lonnie. Ooh-wee. And I begin to tell God, save him, sanctify him. Lord, fill him with your spirit. Bring him back to you, not to me. I'm busy. You got work for him to do. You didn't make him for my pleasure. You made him for your own. Lord, I need you to work with him. I can't do it right now. I get his mind right, and God sent him, and whatever. Okay, then, Lord, we move in you. But I'm not going to move with no children in their flesh, and they doing wrong. I cut you off. Yeah. I'm not going to hell for nobody else but myself. And I'm not going to hell. I'm making my calling and election sure with Almighty God that I go back with him when he comes. I'm not going to let children cost me, mama cost me, and nobody else is going to cost me to go to hell because I don't have to. I got to stay on this straight. It's a whole bunch for me to stay on the straight and narrow. And I'm taking you on with the worldly foolishness? No. He said, come out from among them. He didn't say who they were now. He didn't say, come out from your mama. He said, come out from among them and be separated. I don't care who they are that's not doing his will. I got to come out. I can pray for you, but I got work to do. I can't stay with you down here crying and wilding over the world and worldly things. Now, if you crying and wilding over godly things, I can come in and stand in the gap with you. I can pray for you. I can tell you what he said. But you over here over fleshly stuff, I won't be able to hang with you like that. And you're not talking about God in it nowhere. You're not talking about you prayed to God. You're not talking about you waiting on. No. I can't tell you everything, but I give Sister Spinner big ups. Big ups because it's a thing she did. I could have did it, but Spinner stood, and after standing, Spinner stood some more. I'm telling you the truth. My goodness. I said, look at that. Yeah. Hallelujah. We're about out of time, so I'm going to pray us out, and we pray the Lord bring us back Monday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for all that has been said and done. Thank you for Sister Spinner calling in, for Howard calling in. God, we thank you for Geraldine calling in this morning by Jerry. We thank you this morning. We give you glory and the honor and the praise. And Father, as we depart this morning, bless our going out, bless our coming in, and meet the need in our lives according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you today. We give you glory, honor, and praise. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. Oh, yeah, God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed weekend. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you this weekend, starting April the 30th, 2021, in Jesus' name. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye and have, oh, Brother Frank, hold on 1 minute. We're not going nowhere just yet. I think I see Frank over here. Good morning, Brother Frank. God bless you. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? I just want to tell you, have a great weekend. God bless you and all, everyone on the line. Be blessed. Have a great, great weekend. That's all.
Amen.
Have a great, blessed weekend. God bless you. Love you. Take care.
Amen. You too, Brother Frank. Love you. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. You take care the same.
Amen. All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.